the four pillars of ownership. So pillar one is fuel. And under fuel, we look into how do you use data to drive decisions about hydration and nutrition. Then we went into chapter six and we looked at the pillar of build. Build, we look at how do we build mindset and how do we build our body. Again, utilizing data. How do these habits and behaviors that we can do from a training standpoint start to actually make sense? Chapter seven, and it's the pillar of renew. And when we think about the pillar of renew, the focus point that we come into with the pillar of renew is solely on self-care. And lastly, we dive into the pillar of repair. The pillar of repair has to do with immune response and has to do with sleep. I love diving deep into sleep. I love diving deep into how do we get real high quality levels of sleep. And that's what I wanted you to ultimately learn through these chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8, where you can take these areas of habit and behavior change, make them personal and ultimately intentional to you, to your lifestyle, to your need and requirement today.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Own It Show. And this week we're diving into part two of The Power of Ownership. You know, this book is coming out in literally 3 weeks. 3 weeks, The Power of Ownership book is dropping and will be available for you guys. And I couldn't be more excited. You guys have known for the last 4 weeks, I've been on here faithfully every single Tuesday or Wednesday doing a deep dive into what's going on within the life and the book of The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal, which you can get access to at thepowerofownershipbook.com. But on these, I'm really diving in. And so today we're into part two of the book. So part one, all about understanding normal versus different. Now we're diving into part two of the book, which is the four pillars of ownership. And within the four pillars of ownership, over the course of chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8, over the course of literally four chapters, we dive deep into different concepts. So pillar one is fuel. And under fuel, we look into how do you use data to drive decisions about hydration and nutrition. There's so much garbage out there when it comes to should you eat paleo, should you eat keto, should you hydrate with this product or should you hydrate with this other product, should you eat only meat or only fruits and vegetables, should you intermittent fast, should you snack all day long. It's so conflicting. And I always say if your diet has a name to it, it's probably the wrong one for you. And so this is where we're coming back to within these couple chapters in this book, of really helping to make sure that you can understand what the concepts for nutrition and hydration, the habits and behaviors, the lifestyle choices that should be personalized and how it ultimately is impacted by your data. Are we seeing a positive increase in HRV? Are we seeing a positive increase in sleep quality? Are we seeing a positive increase in subjective feel based upon what we're doing? Are we not? And once we understand that, that's what ultimately can start to really push us forward. Yes, we dive into cellular deficiencies. Yes, we dive into cellular blood testing. Yes, we dive into DNA and epigenetics. Yes, we dive into all of these things. But at its core, it comes back to being able to drive data to determine the direction, the decisions that we are going to step into. So that is what we dive into when it comes to nutrition and hydration with the likes of being able to have a data-driven approach to it. Once we get into the next chapter, which simply looks like, actually, you know what? There's a part in this as well that really is key. And we start diving into talking about when you have pregnancy, prenatal, postnatal. And we actually had a guest author write some of that, which was really critical for women's health because we wanted to make sure that we really targeted that as well. Then when we went into chapter six and we looked at the pillar of build. Build, we look at how do we build mindset and how do we build our body. Again, utilizing data. How do these habits and behaviors that we can do from a training standpoint start to actually make sense? How do they start to impact us in a more powerful way? And again, I'm going to come back to this. When we look at training and movement, yes, we're going to talk about what ways we can increase muscle mass, increase lean muscle, decrease fat and get body composition in a better alignment. However, we could talk about is trap bar deadlifting better for you? Is squatting better for you? Is high intensity interval training for it better for you? Is slow, long duration training better for you? But that's the wrong argument that we're having. What we need to understand is what is best for you? What is best for the season of life that you're in? What is best for the goals that you have that you're leading into? And so in this, I teach you how to use data, but also then VO2 max, also then certain strength testing numbers. Yes, then certain heart rate variability training numbers. How do you use this in a very powerful way? So you could use this book. You can use chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 in however the way that you want so that you are able to get exactly out of it what you need. Because it's not supposed to be the chapters that you're going to dive into and use them all at once. But maybe you use the training and nutrition chapter in one season of your life. Maybe you use the self-care and environment chapter in another season of your life. Maybe you use the self-care and immune response chapter in another season of your life. It's used as a tool so that you can now understand how to use the data in your life, HRV, sleep quality, VO2 max specifically, to help guide the directions that you're going. So it becomes very purposeful in these action-oriented areas. Then we get into the next chapter, which is chapter 7, and it's the pillar of renew. And when we think about the pillar of renew, the focus point that we come into with the pillar of renew is solely on self-care. How do we improve self-care? How do we make better decisions, better choices, better guided directions here when it comes to meditation, when it comes to breath work, when it comes to just literally giving yourself a moment to relax and regenerate? How do we know, again, what is best for us? So many people can argue that meditation is better than breath work, or a 10-minute walk by yourself is better than prayer, or whatever it is. The arguments are wrong. The arguments can continue to go down this direction, but what is best for you? What is best for you in this season of life? What is best for you in the moments of your day? What is best for you in the needs and desires of what you most want? And that is what I help to guide you through. So we're going to help you understand, when you look at heart rate variability, what is actually happening based upon the habits and decisions that you can very purposefully and pointedly choose for yourself. And then lastly, we dive into the pillar of repair. The pillar of repair has to do with immune response and has to do with sleep. And this was probably my most enjoyable chapter to write, because I love diving deep into sleep. I love diving deep into how do we get real high quality levels of sleep, because we know that God has certain things intended for us. But if we're not being intelligent, intentional, and purposeful while doing it in a personalized way, we end up getting ourselves into a series of problems. Why? Because we do something for a small period of time that we don't start to see the consistency in, which creates the compounding effect of change over the course of time. And that's what I wanted you to ultimately learn through these chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8, where you can take these areas of habit and behavior change, make them personal and ultimately intentional to you, to your lifestyle, to your need and requirement today, so that you can then put it into play in a really powerful way. And it ultimately, when you can tie it to data, it makes it more sustainable. It makes it something that you're going to do for a longer period of time. And it allows you to now feel like you have agency, control, and it empowers you in your journey. No longer that, oh yeah, I heard that on Instagram, or I heard that on a podcast, or I heard that this was really powerful. But no, you actually know and understand your body better. Like, what a blessing it is to be able to understand what is going on inside this crazy complicated thing that God created for you to live in. This meat suit that we've been gifted. How do we ultimately steward it in the best way possible? Well, we have to understand what we're ultimately going through. We have to understand what we're experiencing. We have to understand the impact of our decisions on what it is that our body is now having to adapt to. And when we can truly see that, when we can truly understand that, when we can truly adapt to that, when we truly now have a system around it, that's when we can lean in. We don't rise to the level of our goals. We fall to the level of our systems. We know this. This has been proven over and over and over again. And we use data in all different aspects of our lives. We use it to run our financial portfolios. We use it to make our real estate decisions. We use it to run our businesses. But we fail to use it in, quite arguably, the most important thing in our lives, which is our body. And so that is what I want to do in those chapters. Chapters 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. And chapter 8 is making sure that you can ultimately lean into that. So that's part 2 of the book. Part 2 of the book is those 4 pillars. The 4 pillars with 8 foundational principles. Each foundational principle has about 10 to 15 different habits that you can start to choose, pick and choose, and intercede into your life and see the impact of what's actually going on. But then we get into chapter or part three. And part three is what I'll lean into next week. But part three is what's called Live Different. And what we do is we then take everything you learned in part two of this book and we start to make it very personal for you, very intentional for you, and make it something that you can actually hold on to, something that is built a life by design around all four of those pillars, all eight of those foundational principles, and all, let's call it 125 of those different habits. You don't adapt all those 125 habits at once. You start with one, you build to two, you build to three, you build to four, and all of a sudden, 2 years later, you've got a completely new lifestyle that you're operating within, and your success in these places, such as sleep, mental clarity, focus, energy, weight loss, fitness, are all of a sudden in succeeding in ways that you never thought possible. That is what a life of ownership looks like. That is the power of ownership. And that's why I want you to get this book. That is why I want you to lean in, is because every single thing here, this is the best piece of work that I've ever put out. And I'm just so excited about it. And the feedback has been so powerful so far as well. And just spoke actually here in New York City to Ziff Davis and KPMG. And it was really, really cool to see their feedback today. I got feedback from the very first non-client or non-team member that's read this book outside of people who have done the endorsements and stuff like that, like John Maxwell and Ben Greenfield. And I had tears in my eyes just because of the feedback of somebody who has never had access to me before, has never been a client, has never come through kind of our doors, hasn't had experience with me, doesn't know me, but they said the book was transformational. The book was something that was so clear, so concise, so helpful in being able to understand what was going on that it's something that they ended up buying, I think, 25 more for their friends and family, because they're like, forever I've tried to understand this health thing. And for the first time, you've made it actionable. You've made it easy to understand. You've made it accessible and you've made it personalized for me. And that is the exciting part that I know this book will ultimately do for you as well. So thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can find that. Thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can find that. Pre-orders are only on for another 3 weeks because we go live on April 23rd. So all those pre-order bonuses, like the live virtual sessions with myself, will go away. The early access to the vault and all the content will go away. The raffle draw to have one-on-one coaching done with myself, as well as a trip to Miami with me, will all go away. But I'd love to make sure that we get access to you guys so we can serve you. It's thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can go to get access, early access, and lean in a very cool way. So can't wait to see you guys next week where we dive into part three, Live Different. What does this look like to have a life by design, so that you can ultimately take ownership of your health and live differently? We'll see you then.